All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Okay, hey everybody. What's going on? Welcome in. The Eric Zane Show podcast has begun for this, the 31st of May, 2024. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you got all your fingers and toes after another wild day yesterday. And I'm not even talking about the Trump verdict. I'm talking about the big fraud Thursday that we had, which featured, normal broadcast day of the free podcast, the Patreon. And then, of course, we did Who Are These Free Beers, which did not let anybody down. And then we segued off into the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, I want to express to you, before I get into the Trump shit, why Amanda is an unpolished gem, an uncut gem. There is talent there. And the reason being, reason why I say that is because she is not apologetic when she has something that she wants to say. Now, that doesn't mean I have to agree with it. It doesn't mean right or wrong. It just means that she's willing to make herself vulnerable and drop the hammer. Say what you will. You can disagree. You can agree. But at the end of the day, what she did yesterday, and I am going to play it for you, was compelling. The buzz in the room during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, it's all of us on Zoom, sitting there enjoying each other, and you know, the vibe was fine. It was like it always is. But she suddenly puts her foot down about a particular topic, and it's like, God damn it, who the hell? It was just something I've never thought of, but I guess Amanda, it gets stuck in her craw when like a wedding takes place and it isn't like traditional. When I say traditional, meaning like, you know, just the way it was in olden times. And in this particular rant, she was she doesn't like it when you're at a wedding and you know how like you cut the cake and then the groom puts some of the cake in the wife's mouth and the bride puts some cake into the groom's mouth. I did not know that there is like significance behind that. I just thought that's where you take the cake and you bash your face right in it. Well, she was like angry about this because that she's like, no, God damn it. There's actually something to it. So I want to take you over to that part of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from last night when that all happened. Okay. Here that is. Here it is. Here that is. That moment in time. It's like our final, like the last thing you say, we call it like the final word. You just, you know, it could be anything. It could be like, oh yeah, hey, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to go mountain climbing or whatever the hell. She took the time to do this. Hello, okay. Amanda.
So I got to change my final word. Because I got to make this a final word. Because this pisses me off. When you get married, what the fuck happened to tradition? You do not throw the cake and mush them in your significant other's face.
No.
That is not what that is for. When you feed each other, it signifies how you're going to take care of each other. If you're going to be a dick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And smush it in the face, then obviously it seems like your marriage might not work out because you don't give a shit.
Or you're just silly with each other.
No, that's not. No. My mom said that if she caught me doing that at my wedding, if I was ever to get married, she'd disown me. She was
If there was any doubt of where I was inspired by my impression of Amanda, go back to this clip because I think it pretty clearly illustrates that when I go,
your wedding ring signifies, God damn it, I can't even talk. Your love that is never ending. Therefore, you never take it off. You
put okay. So far, so good. Actually, she's done nothing to really piss anybody off. But this is going to take a fucking turn here. All right.
Put it on your left finger because that is the artery that goes to your heart.
Why are you so mad about something you have no authority to speak on right now?
Okay. Megan says, why are you so mad about something you have no authority to speak on now? Not Megan might be. I don't think Amanda's mad at this point. I think she's just like extremely passionate about it at this point.
Because this is shit that I've heard over the years.
I do agree with you. You're right on all your
facts. Megan says, I agree with you. And then Rob says,
not all your facts.
You don't do it.
Okay, everybody's talking at the same time now. Now it's chaos.
Are we talking shit? Because then that means you're tacky and cheap.
Guys,
what?
You don't have to seek some professional
help. You sound ill. Rob says, Amanda, go seek professional help. You sound ill.
So I'm tacky and cheap now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Is this based on what I said?
No.
Because I'm already sad.
Okay. Poor Mike. Mike just minutes earlier announced that he's getting a divorce. Not his choice. So he says that.
No. And I do, Mike, I do feel bad that you said that. And I was like, please don't choose me next. Because I wanted to die on this hill.
I haven't cried yet today.
I got it.
I don't want to.
Guess what, guys? Kenny writes.
Mike, it's
okay. So now Kenny is quiet in this, but he wrote some comments, and I'm trying to read the comments.
Notes for the next one. Oh. That's all.
But I can't get it in a word edgewise.
Oh, fuck. Kenny writes,
the next one is going to like Weezer because she does it. So, yeah.
Kenny writes, mute her. My ears hurt. Okay. Now that gets Amanda going. Now here we go.
Kenny says, fuck Kenny, tradition.
I wonder how many of these things did Kenny do at his weddings and now he doesn't have his wife anymore. Why?
Oh, no. Oh,
you can fuck right off. Oh.
So then he wakes up.
Start talking about me. Fuck you.
God
fuck
damn it.
You.
Oh, no.
Don't even go there, bitch.
Oh, no. All right. That's we're going to cut and run. Everybody. Kenny's giving her the finger.
That was an unbelievably low blow.
Rob says that was an unbelievably low blow.
That was pretty so shitty.
Bad. All right, well, let's go ahead and final word. All right, and then I just ended it because it was getting out of hand. You had to quit. That's what you do. You quit on that note. So, to my point, all she did was threw that out there and gave zero fucks about who she would offend, what she, who, you know, it, and that is, if I were building a radio show today, let me just say this. If a radio station, some guy said, Eric Zane, I want you to build a radio show. You have to build a cast of people. I am not lying. The first person I'm going to call is Amanda. I would say, if they said, you can hire whoever you want, unlimited budget, I would say, hire her. And then this is the only blueprint for the show. I would say, what you did there, do that whenever you want, and then have thick skin. Because everybody's going to try to rip you a new asshole over your opinions. Don't get hurt by that. And I'm going to make fun of you and I'm going to say terrible things about you. But I want you. You are going to make some money. Okay? You are a talent. I don't give a fuck what you've done in the past. I don't care what you... To be able to just bust into the room and say, this is what I think, and fuck you if you don't like it, is perfect. That is a winner. God damn. Oh. But it has to be like, you can't, the only thing is about that is you can't like overdo it. You can't like it make everything as a stuck in your craw moment. That the wild, out of left field nature of it, it just clicked. You saw everybody start talking at the same time. The room, you know, it was kind of like the show was winding down. There was nothing spectacular about it. It wasn't like, oh my God, what a moment. But as soon as she did that, she just fucking lit the fire. And Rob's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that, kid. He's like, fuck you, bitch. Oh, that's great. That is wonderful. My God. Megan says, I just don't get why other people's traditions and following them is so important. Yeah, you know, and then there's the counterpoint. You know, Megan is saying, no, you got to do it traditionally. And then other people like, well, no, we don't. We can just do it however we want. There's no set of rules. You don't have to do it anything. She adds, when rings began, wedding rings symbolize ownership. Specifically, the husband owns the wife. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak for Amanda, but maybe that's like what she believes. Like if she gets married, she'll be owned. Like a piece of property. I'm not sure. Chris, who was enjoying the show with us as it happened, wrote, good Lord, I leave 5 minutes. I leave 5 minutes early and I miss all the good stuff. Oh, and then Stevie points out that on that same show, she announced that Trump was a good president. She said, he's an asshole, but he was a good president. And I go, and I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, because Biden raised the gas prices and Biden caused inflation. Like, she's that level of dumb. Like, she thinks that that's true. Like, the president just goes, hey, I think we're going to raise the gas prices. And, hey, let's jack the prices up of everything people buy. You know, the morons of the world who actually believe that. Ryan writes, fuck the Jimmy and Amanda show. It should be the Amanda and Kenny show with producer Jimmy. Kenny writes, if there was ever any doubt of why I absolutely cannot stand Amanda, listen up. He was referring to her when she spoke. The absolute most obnoxiously annoying, over-the-top, loudmouth person I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah, so for me, that's the one you want. That's the one that I see dollar signs when I witness that. I'm like, whoa. Because she doesn't give a fuck, and she says dumb shit and acts like it's true. Because she's really confident and aggressive and ultra dumb. So to me, that's the person I want. I want that person. God damn it. What a talent. You know, because that's after my own heart. Because you, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if the response to the person talking is a positive one or a negative one. It just has to be a strong response one way or the other. All right? Because now, if you turn on somebody on the radio and what the person is saying brings out a negative emotion, and there's no one there to like rein it in or counter or argument, that can be bad. If you're alone, okay, then it turns into echo chamber. You don't want that, okay? You want, let's say, two or three people, and Amanda is playing the Eric Zane part. So she says dumb shit that gets everybody all fucking fired up, and then you just let the fireworks fly. Because we didn't have a plan for that. She just said it, and the next thing you know, Kenny's telling her to shut the fuck up and calling her a fucking bitch. That's the best part. And then Rob's getting all pissed off and Megan's got a funny look on her face. She's like, oh my God, I don't know. So all sorts of great shit. I had so much fun. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to witness that, the whole show on your own, it's free. You sign up for 7 days free. So go there and check it out. Oh, my God. Okay, on to Trump. And I am going to call Trump in a bit here and get him on the show. In fact, I'm just going to call him now because I know he's busy. I know. And for those of you who don't know and just checking out the show, it's been a bit of a secret because nobody really gives a shit what I do, as we all know. But some time ago, I was able to talk to actual Donald Trump, the former president. I've talked about this many times in the past. I have a family member that worked in support of the 2016 campaign, and a suggestion to listen to this show was floated, and he did. And the next thing I know, I had the ability to talk to him. He's been hard to get a hold of during the trial. I tried the other day. It just didn't work out. But I did speak with him via text leading up to this moment right here. So, and he's aware that, like, I can't stand him when it comes to him out in the wild or him as president. But Trump one-on-one has been very good to me. He gets pissed off at me, and he usually hangs up, but he always comes back to the pack, and then I'll get a text every now and then from him. My bigger concern isn't so much Trump. It's all the shithead losers who support him. And I might even be talking to you right now, okay? Because occasionally I'll get a Trump loser to check out my show, and I'm like, I hate those fuckers. So let's bring him in right now. Hopefully he's not too down in the dumps after the big guilty verdict. 34 counts? Jesus. It's a lot.
Big Brother Eric Zane, how are you this wonderful Friday morning? It's a terrible day in America. I don't know if you knew that, of course.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot of people are saying, like, this is the beginning of the end of the country and various things like that. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, it's obviously it was already ended with the crooked election of 2020. It was so obvious to so many of our great patriots that the end was so near. And yesterday was the death sentence. I'm going to say it right here on Q100, Big Fraud Zane. I'm so glad you called me, by the way. I'm going to say it right here on Q100 that it's terrible. Yesterday was the absolute death sentence for America. Yeah, now we have to make it again, and we're going to build it stronger than it's ever been. We're going to make America so great, probably greater than it's ever been, actually.
Okay. Of course you think we're on Q100, which we're not. But anyway, at the end of the day, sir.
Of course we are. It's before 10 o'clock. I know you do your little puny, itty-bitty patriot, or what do you call it, the Patreon bonus, whatever it is. You do your little thing with 10 listeners later on, and you do the radio show in the morning. It's tremendous.
And you've always wanted to get on the radio show. So as far as you know, you're on live on the radio. How about that?
Well, we're speaking to probably the best base for Donald Trump, which is the great state of Michigan, in particular the northern Michigan, which is it's so forgotten. You know, little crooked Gretchen. Little Gretchen doesn't campaign up there. She doesn't go up there.
No.
She takes her boat during COVID up there, but she doesn't spend time or money up there.
Right.
Lansing is totally forgotten.
Well,
northern Michigan.
Sir, there's some that are saying, floating the idea that Biden, if he pulled out, Whitmer could run in his place for president. Sir?
I mean, that would be terrible. I don't think she's electable. I mean, I think people have seen what she did to the great state of Michigan. It was so great at one time, wasn't it? And she's just taken it and piled it up and put it in a trash can. It's a big turd. It's a turd. It's so trashy what she's done to it. And our great patriots tried to get rid of her. They tried to get rid of her. They tried to throw her out.
They were going to kidnap her. Everybody saw that. So they were going to kidnap her. These wackos were going to abduct her practically.
It's a shame that they weren't able to succeed. Actually, I think they could have. I think that Michigan could be so much better right now if they had succeeded. And this crooked trial, by the way, I love it. I'm seeing it on the newspapers this morning. I still get the newspapers. It says, Trump guilty, Trump guilty. It's so funny because this is going to rally my base, probably Big Front, bigger than you've ever seen it rally.
Agree.
We're going to win. We're going to win so big. It couldn't be faked. It couldn't be faked at all. The 2024 election is going to be, we're going to win so big. There's no way it was rigged.
No way
it was rigged because everyone in America is going to vote for Trump.
I agree with you. I won't vote for you, as you know, sir. But I agree with you. I think you will have riled up the base. They're going to do whatever they can to make it happen. And, oh, my God. Sir, do you think you're going to go to prison?
I love it, by the way, Big Fun. You're like, you're using big words. You're using such big words. You're using like political pundit words. You're using words like base in these things, and you think you know a thing or two. It's like you checked out or something. But let's be so honest. My people, the great patriots of our great country, yeah. The greatest country. It could be so great again once. And by the way, when Trump was president, it was great. It was great. We had the lowest gas prices in recent history. We had no inflation. Joe Biden, he sits in that Oval Office and he totally just lets all this happen. I mean, I was just talking to a family in New York and they said that the grocery prices, Big Fraud, they're so expensive they can't even get roast beef. They can't even, they're at the counter, Big Fraud, and they're saying, I can't get the roast beef.
Okay.
The roast beef, it's too expensive. That's a tragedy.
Okay. So, at the end of the day, though, sir, I mean, can you run the country if you're behind bars?
Let's be honest. I mean, when I win, and I'm going to win probably bigger than you've ever seen anyone win, I'm going to totally take control of that. I mean, we can do house arrest from the White House if we have to.
Okay.
And it's not going to come to that, believe me.
I would love it if it did, though.
The great patriots of our country are not going to allow that to happen. We can do anything, actually. I could do house arrest at the Golf International Trump Course, of course. And we could do it anywhere.
This is similar to like Pablo Escobar when he built his own jail. You could be like Pablo Escobar leading the nation, Mr. President.
Well, the tragedy, if you think about Pablo, and he's a great guy, if you think about it, he was able to get roast beef. Okay. Now Americans everywhere, Big Fraud, they can't even, it's like unobtainium. It's so expensive. It's so expensive what Crooked Joe and his little tiny people, little henchmen have done to our great country. They've inflated it so big. People aren't even able to buy the roast beef.
Well, I want to give you, an early congratulations because you are going to win the election. I 100%.
We're going to win. It's going to be the biggest landslide, Big Fraud, landslide in our great country because we had the most crooked. We had the most crooked. You should have been. I had to flake through this crooked fake news trial. It was the biggest bullshit you've ever seen. By the way, I just got to say this to my great northern base on Q100. My bookkeeper, by the way, called it a legal expense on the tiny, tiny little description line of the ledger. It was a legal expense openly paid by my lawyer. At the time, a fully accredited one, by the way. He was a great lawyer, they say. That's what they told me. I was not involved in the designation of any of this stuff, but what else could have done it? It was, in fact, a legal expense, Big Fraud. So they call it a crime. They call it a crime. On top of that, I wasn't allowed by the judge to use really any kind of defense. I couldn't even talk to you about it. It was terrible. They did this thing where they barred me from being able to talk, Big Fraud.
Sir, well, you know, now it's done. Now you're guilty. You've got some time to think about it. There's going to be sentencing coming up. There's two more criminal trials that you're up against, sir. You got the.
I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. Everything, all the business dealings, I assure you, Big Fraud, were totally correct. They were totally correct. Perfectly done, actually. Some of the most perfect business executions you've ever seen. And frankly, there was nothing done wrong. NDAs are standard, the totally standard, commonly used and legal. MAGA 2024, you're going to see it. It's going to be a witch hunt.
Yeah.
We're going to witch hunt the Democrats, though. We're going to turn this thing around. This can happen to me. It can happen to you.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine what they could do to you.
Sir.
And the thing, think about it. You haven't thought about it, but the things that you say on the podcast and the radio, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I heard what you've said about homosexuals and stuff in your past. It's terrible.
Sir, Cole has a comment. He writes, Mr. President, before you swear and hang up on Zane, can you do an impression of Black Kenny?
I have totally no idea what a Black Kenny is, but I bet he's a great patriot. He's probably actually the most tremendous I mean, if he's black, I mean, we all know that Joe Biden has done nothing for the African-American population. I've probably done more for black people since Abraham Lincoln,
right,
actually.
Right, sure.
And that's saying something. I've done so much for them. Harriet Tubman, not even her. I'm probably more prosecuted than she ever could have been.
Sir, it's a witch hunt. Yes, it is a witch hunt. I appreciate your time. Sorry that you're going through all this, but my God, I think it's going to work out for you, sir. So I can't thank you enough for joining.
Oh, it's going to be great. I love the blacks. I love our great country. I love the white people too. They're great people. I love all the people. And we've got to lock our border. We got to get the dirty, trashy Mexicans. We got to get them out of there. The illegal aliens. They're terrible people. They're terrible people. They're running like HVAC companies and stuff. It's terrible, actually.
Sir, thank you. I don't think you can call them the dirty Mexicans.
Big brother, it's like we end every conversation arguing about the Mexican problem. You can't. Because it's so big. Listen.
No, you can't call them the dirty Mexicans.
The tacos are fantastic. We love the tacos. Believe me, folks. They come up to me. They say, tacos are fantastic. But these Mexicans, they're coming through. They're not making tacos. They're making crack cocaine, big fraud, and they're selling it to your daughter. What if one of your daughters were totally innocent and they're walking down the street and suddenly they're taken in a Mexican van, they're shuffled into Mexico and you never see them again and they're like a crackhead down there.
All right.
Terrible. They're all killing people, big front.
Sir, I can't. This is all nonsense. I appreciate your time, but I'm going to have to let you go, sir. Sir.
As always, Big Fraud, I hope you and your wife are doing well. You should come down to Mar-a-Lago. We've got tremendous things. Yep. We're doing tremendous things down here. Yep. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of you because we're going to be on the campaign trail for 2024.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you, sir.
Well, hopefully. I mean, these court trials are terrible, Big Fraud.
It takes up a lot of your time.
They're so fake. They're taking a lot of time.
Yep. Oh, there he goes. Just hangs up. Now, make no mistake. I think he's a piece of shit. I don't want that guy in the White House again. And when I say he's going to win again, I mean, come on. Biden's the worst. You've got people who love Biden who aren't even going to vote for Biden. They're going to vote for Trump because I guess they feel that a corrupt Trump is better than a absolutely out of his mind Biden. Bruce is like totally on his back now. That is hilarious when he sleeps on his back like that. If he leans forward, he's going to fall right off that couch. There you go. That's Trump for you. Zoom Air 91 says, well, first of all, Tofa says Trump's guilty. Too bad the punishment won't ever fit the crime. He won't do a day of jail. I don't know. Maybe we can't predict that. You can't. Zoomair 91 says hopefully he has a heart attack soon. Says he wants him to die. Biden on his worst day isn't nearly as bad as Trump's best day. Zoomair 91 adds, the most important question, are you wearing shorts or pants? I'm wearing sweats. All right. Thank you to the president, former president, whatever you want to call him, for checking in. Kenny writes, OMG, I had this segment turned up too loud. This lady who's helping the guys in my ceiling, because he's got a maintenance issue at his residence, in my ceiling just heard him say that story about the dirty Mexicans. And she was in here speaking Spanish, shouting up to the dude in the ceiling, removing the bird nest. Fucking asshole Trump. Holy shit. Wait. Did she say fucking asshole Trump? Or are you saying Trump's a fucking asshole? That's fantastic, though. That she heard Trump talking about the dirty Mexicans? Kenny, turn up the speakers so that the lady who speaks Spanish can hear some forbidden Spanish from Joe Martinez.
Tu madre es una puta. Pete la chingada, cabrón.
Drop that one on him.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
That lady just heard coming out of your speakers, eat my ass while I'm shitting.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
And then,
come chingo de cagada.
She heard, eat tons of shit. And then one of my favorites, so turn it up really loud, Kenny, is this one.
Lame mi palo con tu culo.
Lame mi palo con tu culo. That means, suck my dick with your butt.
Lame mi palo con tu culo.
And then the old standard, tu madre es una puta.
Tu madre es una puta.
Your mother's a whore. All some fantastic forbidden Spanish. Tyler says those folks are probably planting more bird mites in your ceiling right now, Kenny. Whew. Wow, that is a whirlwind. And we're just getting started here. But for the audience who is checking out the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I'm going to send you on your way. The show is heard in its entirety on Twitch. And I'm trying to get as many of you as I can to grab the Twitch app, download it, and search Eric Zane Live. Follow me on there, and you will know when I go live. Or just on your desktop or your laptop, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Tofus says the Twitch app needs some work. Oh, maybe. The Magic Misfit says, chat, are we talking about the dog or not? It could be a reference to our beloved pal Bruce there, who is 100% on his back, bored out of his fucking mind. Completely cashed. Next to him, the eternally cute one-year-old Darla. O'Neill's over here somewhere, and Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog is in the other room. Thank you for checking out the show. For the folks on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I'm going to let you go. But as a reminder, head over to Patreon for Who Are These Free Beers and all the other content that I have up there, which is literally dozens of hours a week I post new material. You go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. And sign up for 7 days free. The next step, cancel it. Like right there. You sign up, and then turn around and cancel it. Since you've already signed up and included a payment form, you get 7 days free. Why did I have you cancel it? Because if when the 7 days ends, you'll be charged. And I don't want to risk you being the one to who doesn't like what I make, what I produce, what I post. And then you get charged for it. You can always go back and re-sign up. Let's say you sign up for the free 7 days, you cancel, and then you get it done 7 days. You go, well, I want more. This is good. Just go and sign up again. And then you can just take care of it that way for the $5 or $10 a month for all of what I produce on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for checking out the show and giving me a little bit of your time today, though. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. And you can follow me on those platforms as well as YouTube and Instagram. The audio podcast is available wherever you download shows. Thank you very much. And there's a number of sponsors that help, well, keep the family fed and the lights on and the roof over our heads. Today, I'd like to start with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. So no matter where you are in the U.S., when you're ready to get pre-approved for a mortgage, I got a guy. It's this fellow, Mario Flores. 231-332-6505 is his number. Get into a mortgage with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Again, anywhere in the U.S., call Mario, and he's going to encourage you to call a couple other people who do mortgages, too. He wants you to be able to compare the services. I mean, if you want, some of you just call Mario, and you're like, oh, God, you're perfect. So, but he is really upfront with everything and magnificent, very easy to work with, very sweet man. 231-332-6505. Though he runs the show, this is the largest team of mortgage professionals in one spot in the entire country. That's right, one spot in beautiful Muskegon, Michigan, with satellite offices in every state in the country. 231-332-6505. Call today. When you're ready to get your hair cut, I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. They're awesome. They'll do an amazing job in making your hair look the way you want it to look. So they cut guys' hair and chicks who like short hair. That's what they do. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. I've got Impact Power Sports. Okay, they're going to sell you a side-by-side, a quad, an e-bike, a motorcycle, a lawnmower. They're going to sell you a Yamaha golf cart. That's what they specialize in. Their website is impactpowersportsmi.com. They're located in Rockford, Michigan, right along 14 Mile Road. Go see them. Say hello. Tell them I sent you. Grab a bag of popcorn and check out the fun stuff you can own. That is Impact Power Sports. They sponsor my studio here. This is the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you. We got Rick over at TC Paintball. Reach out to Rick when you're ready to schedule a fun-filled event at TC Paintball for your friends, your family, your kids, guys at work, bachelor party, you name it. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. All right. That's a lot. Bruce still on his back, I think. All right. More on Trump. And I know you're like, oh, God, I'm all Trumped out. No, seriously, there's plenty more to talk about. Magic Misfit says, something you can take off, sweet jumps, Impact Power Sports. All right. Yeah, the whole idea about, hey, like, because Tofus says, I'm so sick of Trump. I get it, but this is important. The question, can Trump still run and be president of the United States? Yes. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution. This is all it says, the requirements for president. First of all, nothing in the U.S. Constitution states that a convicted felon or someone convicted of a crime cannot be a presidential candidate. It says you must be a natural-born citizen of the U.S. He is. Be at least 35 years old. He is. Have been a resident of the U.S. for 14 years. He has. So that's it. So I would say if you polled most Americans, most would agree that Trump will win the election. I think he will win the election. So that means there will be a convicted felon in the White House. Now, is that really a big deal? I don't think so. I think that anyone who's ever run for president at some time in their life, they could have been charged with a felony and been convicted of it. The only reason, in my opinion, and this is all my opinion, but it's the only one that matters. In my opinion, the only reason why Trump, because he's saying, oh, it's a witch hunt, it's a witch hunt. It is. This was a witch hunt. 100% a witch hunt. But that's what you get when you're a corrupt fucking asshole. People don't want you around anymore. They'll do anything they can to keep you from running, to lock you up. So I agree with him there. This is a political witch hunt. Let's just say in a magical world, Trump was a fantastic president that everybody loved. And he did this exact same thing. Paid a porn star to shut the fuck up. Do you honestly think that anybody would have even tried to seek out charges against him? Of course not. They would have looked the other way. They wouldn't even have considered it. But he is so hated. Okay. He is the presidential, male presidential version of our very own Amanda. Okay. Not afraid to say whatever the fuck he wants. Not afraid to flat out lie. Not afraid to break the law. Not at all. So yeah, I agree that that's exactly what happened. And I say good. Okay. It isn't going to matter. I mean, I'm glad that they had a witch hunt. I'm glad that he got convicted. I'm hopeful that he'll go to prison. I'm hopeful that something bad will happen to him. I hope he's convicted on all the other things, too. I hope he goes to prison for those things, too. Do I think that he did all the things that he was convicted of? Well, of course he did all those things. And you know what's crazy about the average Trump supporter? They actually don't believe that he hired, that he paid Stormy Daniels, that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels. They believe Trump when Trump says, I don't even know who she is. They actually believe that. Now, what a fucking crazy ass thing that is. Of course he fucked that chick. I mean, I would have a lot more respect for a Trump supporter if they looked me in the eye and said, well, of course he had an affair with her. I don't care. I don't care that he broke the law. I don't care that he paid her hush money. But they're so fucking stupid that they actually, now there might be a few outliers. They might even be listening right now. But look, if you're a Trump supporter, if you have the nerve to look me in the face and say Trump did not have an affair with that chick, Trump didn't do anything wrong, you're fucking crazy. Okay? He absolutely did something wrong. He absolutely did have an affair with that chick. And he absolutely did pay her illegally to shut the fuck up. This is a 100% open and shut case. Now, people who say that the trial was rigged, I don't believe that. I just believe there was overwhelming evidence and a real desire to convict this dude. That's what I believe. I believe the trial was fair. And, you know, Trump's funny because he goes on and goes, oh, boy, the location. There's no way we could get a fair trial. It's like, well, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You didn't do any of these things. The truth shall set you free. This son of a bitch is lying. He's lying to every one of you. But you don't care, do you? You do not care how much he lies to your face. There's been a lot of interesting talk. And I honestly don't think I'll be talking about much more than Trump for the rest of the show, because this is such a goddamn interesting story. This is the first time in American history this has happened. So I get actually annoyed when people say, oh, I'm sick of this. It's like, how can you fucking be sick of this? This is absolute history. Okay, this will be talked about for centuries. Centuries. There is a political pundit. What is this guy's name? Oh, well, you're going to hear his name. Five takeaways from the verdict. And I only watched about the first minute or two of this story because I had to stop it for time's sake. But you see this frumpy looking dude that our local reporter is talking to? He is a political expert. Let's check this out.
Just to our live guest this morning, we are joined by Bernie Porn, a polling expert from Epic MRA.
Bernie Porn. Okay. Who what an absolute mess Bernie Porn is. Of course his name is Bernie Porn. He looks like a guy who would be named Bernie Porn.
Bernie, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for your time.
Glad to be with you.
So first things first, what overall, we know exactly for sure that this will have an impact regardless on this upcoming election, but how extensive is the verdict's impact on people that you and your team polled recently?
Well,
I predict he's going to say they don't care.
In our most recent test where we asked the what if former President Trump is convicted, we went from a 45 to 41% lead for Trump over Biden to a 44 to 44% tie.
That's surprising to me.
And so that.
And by the way, Epic MRA is probably the most respected polling company in the world.
Did have about a 4-point impact. However, since then, the entrance of Robert F. Kennedy in much of the polling, I think, is having an impact because his vote in Michigan, he gets about 38% of self-identified independent voters.
This guy needs a Bernie Porn needs to clear his throat. There's nothing that annoys me more when a person's talking and you can hear like a ball of phlegm wiggling in the back of their throat.
Also gets 23% of self-identified Democrats. And 34% of Republicans. So that would suggest Kennedy is taking slightly more from Republicans and President Trump than he is from Biden and Democrats. However, we did ask some questions that were pertinent. Do you think that former President Donald Trump committed a crime by urging his supporters to try to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election? 50% said yes, 42% said no. And that was heavily saying yes by
I can't handle it.
Democrats and independents. And then do you think that he'll be convicted? 46% said yes, 43% said no. But then if in fact he is convicted, 56% said that he should have to serve jail time. That has been a previous poll in Michigan, but the most recent national polling suggests that the impact may be very minimal on the election. And I think that's a lot because of the influence of the Kennedy vote.
I was about to say, how the impact is going to be come election day from now until then. But looking at the different responses that voters have said, what have people said in the past about this beyond just the numbers of how it's become more of a neck and neck race for sure, looking at the 44 to 44 Biden versus Trump in that way? What have people said about the verdict in essence of that?
Well,
I like how this dude who's talking, the reporter, has asked the same thing twice. And after he asked it the first time, Bernie Porn gave us the Hot Wings version of the answer.
Have said in polling after polling that were undecided about what the verdict would be. Here we had 46% thinking he would be convicted, 43% in Michigan saying he would not be convicted. So they were up in the air. But now that it has actually happened, that is a much different scenario in terms of looking at the evening news and the coverage of the conviction. I think it's difficult to do a what-if poll question to be accurate what the impact is going to be. You have to wait and see what the reaction is, which will be probably a poll that will be taking place nationally within the next several days.
They need to put a poll out for Trump voters only. So you would ask a Trump voter, since the guilty verdict, rate how likely you are to vote for President Trump. More likely, a little more likely, somewhat more likely, way more likely, less likely, I want to hear what Trump voters, I would venture to guess that anybody, there's no one on the fence about Trump. You're either on or you're off. And I think we would be hard pressed to find a Trump voter who is like, nah, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm so mad that he's guilty. It just doesn't, because, they're always so fucking crazy to begin with. I just don't see that happening.
To a week or two.
All right. Bernie Porn, an Epic MRA pollster, for joining us this morning on the implications of this verdict on political voters.
I wish he would say, and finally, Bernie, I've got another question. Can you take me through some of the highs and lows of your life with the last name of Porn? Where is that taking you as you've had the last name of Porn your whole life? Zoom Air 91 says Nikki Haley was getting a lot of votes before she cashed in her chips, turned in, quit. Bernie Porn does porn. Not sure who's watching that. Kenny says she sounds like Michelle McCormick. Bummer for Michelle. By the way, Michelle McCormick, when did I have her on? I had her on yesterday on the Patreon. Rich describes Bernie Porn's voice as the sound that is the definition of a cum guzzler. Hey, Bernie, what? Over here. Come on. Cum guzzler. Rich says, get the Twinkie out of your mouth, Bernie Porn. All right. Jeremy says, good thing his middle name isn't Sanders. Bernie Sanders Porn would be horribly unfortunate. Last name of Porn. I think that there would be somebody along the family tree that would take the initiative to change that. You know, changing your last name is sometimes is not the easiest thing in the world to do. Zoom Air 91, who I'm not sure who that is, but this is, have we met Zoom Air 91? You look like a new name. It was Pornov before his family defected from the USSR. All right. Thank you, Bernie Porn. This is a clip. While they're getting ready to make the announcement that the verdict is in, and by the way, that was wild. Some lady was, I think this is somewhere in New York or something like that. She's a Biden supporter. She's trying to wave signs, and then, who sent this to me said the woman who's the Trump supporter looks like Andrea. You guys remember sexy voice Andrea, don't you?
Don't suck a big black dick because I know you want to.
My God. Let's get after this. Trump fan tries to smother Biden supporter with her chest outside courthouse as nervous fans on both sides await hush money trial verdict. Now, there's three players in this. There's this little woman who looks like me. You'll see what I mean. Who is a Biden supporter. And then you've got the giant tittied sexy voice Andrea looking chick. And then this other asshole whose voice is going to drive you nuts. He's also a Trump supporter. So Andrea and Jason are going after this chick that looks like me.
I love you, baby. Do you miss me?
I wasn't lying, was I? This chick looks just like me.
To stay away.
You were told. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus.
Yes! Ha 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 ha! We got you. We got you. Ha ha. Ha ha. You were told to stay away.
That's a dude. That's a guy. And all she wants to do is show her like her Trump signs, and then sexy voice Andrea is ripping up the signs. All right, Tyler writes, "What a week! First we had Black Kenny, now we have female Eric. I told you that chick looked like me.
You were we escorted you out of here. Where are the Lily?
Lily,
get it out of here."
Get it out. Look, she's got like a million of these Biden signs, and every time she gets one out, every time little female Eric Zane gets one out, sexy voice Andrea rips it up.
We don't want you here. You were escorted.
It looks like Jimmy.
Out the last time.
Okay, this chick is now. Look, that's definitely Andrea. She's grabbing her titties.
We ran you out of town. We deported.
Leave us alone. Provocateur.
Wow.
As Charles King, hunker down. Get out of here. You're here. Get out of here.
Yeah, that is definitely me. That is little female Eric Zane. Okay, now the cops are there.
Guys, back up. Make a path. Open it up.
Yeah, you started it. You're provoking us. All right. Get out of here. Beat the shit out of you. Now, all Republicans of soy boys who believe in Jesus, I will. Wow.
Okay, now here's Andrea talking to the camera.
That's not what I would do. I can't say that on camera. I'm here. This is real news right here, baby. And the flesh. A soy boy and an alpha mega transsexual. What the f*** you want to do, bitch?
You touch me.
Oh, I wouldn't touch you. You know what? You must pay me money. You need to pay me money.
Do you?
I don't care. Get out of here.
That's enough.
Get out of here. I don't do this. Get the f*** out of here. He's anti-gay.
No, he's not. He sucks more d- me, but he,
but he does it for free. Yeah. Because he's a stupid, stupid, stupid hoe.
These are our fearless supporters of the Constitution.
Oh my God. These people are just fucking nuts. What the fuck? These are our fearless supporters of the Constitution. My God. Tophus says, Cole says they're all assholes. Jeremy laughs at little Erica Zane. Cole loves Trump. He writes, they're all assholes. Cole, you dumb fuck. How can you call those two people assholes? Those are the ones who are going to bring your guy back to power. You asshole. You have to love them. That is who you identify with. Cole loves Trump. Cole in beautiful Colorado Springs. Yeah, you can't talk shit about those people. Cole says because they're assholes. Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, that's kind of who is like supporting the president. That's you. They are representing you, Cole. Linda says she smoked 3 packs a day since she was 2. She's like the smoking baby in Indonesia. Chris says they pretend to love the Constitution until someone else gets to use those same rights. Eat 'em up, tigers. 3304 says no matter what side people are on, there are always people on either side who make the whole side look bad. Wolverine Bronco says, and the thing is, Trump hates people like that, but they are the ones that love him. Dofus adds, if the Electoral College wasn't a thing, Trump wouldn't have a chance. Chris says, an asshole is an asshole. Trump supporters will find those Biden people and vice versa. The demand for roast beef will bring Trump back. Cole says Trump is mud, but he's better than Biden. All right, you see, that's where we disagree. I would vote for Biden 10 out of 10 times over Trump. All right. Wow. What a day. I told you. I knew that that was going to be spectacular. I think that that lady with the giant titties actually took her shirt off. That's how I knew it was Andrea. That's Andrea. Loves Trump. Would show her titties. God damn. They asked the locals, okay, what they thought about this. Guilty verdict for Trump. Now, I live in the reddest part of the entire country. For those of you who don't know, my local county is so in bed with Trump. Like, way for years, they've been Republican. Trump comes along, they're all in. Pandemic, they go and take over the county commission. Ottawa Impact, the rest is history. We all know that. We've covered it ad nauseum. Let's hear what people that surround your old pal EZ think about Trump. Ottawa County, Michigan. Oops.
I mean, she's
well, I'm hearing something that I shouldn't be hearing. Hang on. Aha. Okay, good. Here we go. This is from Fox 17. Our friends over there, they covered this story. Let's get to that right now.
Be sentenced July 11th. The judge could sentence Trump to probation or up to 4 years for each count in state prison. Meanwhile, reaction to today's verdict has been swift. The Michigan GOP put out a statement reading in part, Michiganders will see through this political operation and support President Trump this November because he's the only one fighting for us. President Trump committed no crime, and November will be the real verdict that rights this wrong. A different tone from the Biden Harris.
How can you possibly say that with a straight face? You see, that's what I would just love a politician. Like, it would be okay if Pete Hoekstra there said, yeah, I know he's a piece of shit, but he gets a lot done. Or I believe in him and I 100% support the guilty verdict. Hopefully he won't get any time. Let's go, Trump. But don't say he didn't commit a crime. He absolutely committed a crime.
Harris campaign, their statement reads in part, Donald Trump has always mistakenly believed he would never face consequences for breaking the law for his own personal gain. But today's verdict does not change the fact that the American people face a simple reality. There is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, at the ballot box.
True. And I think he'll win.
Now, from politicians to people, what does West Michigan think about today's verdict? Our Matt Witkos.
Okay, this is when you get the popcorn.
Was in Grand Haven to find out.
A lot of people didn't want to share their opinions on cameras.
Pussies.
Still, those who did, well, they didn't hold back.
Well, it's a sham. The whole thing's a sham.
Dude with Ohio State shirt.
It's kind of a relief. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that he's gotten away with.
Former President Trump guilty on 34 counts.
I didn't think it would be as many as it was, but yeah, I think it's a good thing.
The 34 convictions means
it doesn't mean anything to anybody. It only means something to Democrats or people that hate him. Even some Democrats see that it's garbage. I mean, come on.
The case on many minds around West Michigan.
I think it's crazy. It's not, I don't think it's right.
Pretty much knew that this was going to be the outcome, so nothing, you know, surprising here. And we'll see what the sentencing says and what the further appeal would say as well.
Ottawa County is a Republican stronghold. In 2020, Trump won by more than 20 points. Oh. In 2016, Trump won by 30 points. And in 2012, Romney won by more than 34 points. But most people we spoke with today says today's verdict hasn't really changed their opinion.
I voted for him the first time, and I'll vote for him again.
You know, I'm not strongly political for or against him. I didn't vote for him, and, you know, I probably won't vote for him.
Wait, could this guy be more boring?
Again.
I've already looked at, like, the issues that I'm concerned with and everything. And with this,
I think this chick's drunk.
The convictions and everything, it really didn't change my mind or anything.
Online people also weren't holding back. Bill commented, lock him up. While Andy wrote, politically motivated scam. We would love to hear you.
Okay, partially right. Yes, politically motivated. We covered that. Of course it was politically motivated. Is it a scam? No, he did it.
Your opinions on this verdict, just head to Fox 17's Facebook page to write in. For now, in studio, I'm Matt Witkos, Fox 17 News.
All right. My God. Unreal. Tophus said that chick at the end there looked like she had no teeth. Yeah. Zoomart says, shame, but I ask again, where is he getting more voters from? Where is he gaining more voters from? Great question. I don't know. I do know that when they were just talking about how Mitt Romney won by more than 34 points, that's a far greater number than what Trump won. So maybe there are some people that are, maybe it isn't so cut and dry. I'll tell you what, this makes life interesting. At the end of the day, I look at this as all entertainment. And I've had people take umbrage with what I say. Say, how can you look at this as entertainment? How can you look at this as not like something that's so important? And I stand by what I've always stood by, regardless of who is in office. There is a set of thoughts and values that go through my brain that is constantly evolving. What I thought 4 years ago is not what I think now and will probably change many more times. I would like to think that there is a degree of wisdom that perpetuates my thought processes and how I feel about how I carry myself and what I believe in and what I'm going to do. And that's the long way of saying I can take care of myself just fine, regardless of who the fuck is in the office. Okay? I don't think anybody should be so wound up to think that their life is really going to dramatically change based on who is in the White House. I think it gives you an opportunity to stand up and speak your mind on things, and there should be no repercussions for that. I wish that were the case. But my God, Wolverine Bronco says Romney got more popular votes in 2012 than Trump got in 2016. Very interesting. Jeremy says to Zoom Air, he's not gaining voters. Young people don't like Biden. So they either won't vote or will be split between Biden and Kennedy. Jeremy then adds, it's how Free Beer and Hot Wings maintains good ratings. They're not gaining listeners, but their percentage stays good because fewer people are listening to the radio. That is some great insight and absolutely correct. The amount of overall people listening to radio is significantly lower, but they still get a large percentage of the pie. Legacy listeners. Young people just don't listen to the radio. I would venture to guess that not many people listen to the radio overall. The only time anybody actually listens to the radio is when they're in the car. No one like listens to the radio outside of the car. No one even has a radio. I have one here, but I mean, I don't even use a fucking thing. All right. A majority of young voters lean left, but yeah, some will vote a protest vote against Biden. Oh, man. I hope not. In my opinion, anybody but Trump. All right. So I had a conversation with Pooh Bear the other day, and something funny happened to her. And she did a great job telling it, but I'm going to try to do my best in telling it to you. But this stems from, she says to me, she goes, you know, I know you're good at this, but aren't there rules of when it comes to walking through a store, don't you, and she's talking to me, use the same rules of the road? Stay in the right lane, look at an intersection, try to be aware, try to be somewhat courteous to those around you. And I go, yeah, I am. I'm always afraid that my cart's in someone's way. I try to, because most people don't. Like if I'm going down the main aisle and then all the little smaller aisles to the right for each, you know, different what people shop for, people will just come out of those aisles right in front of me and you. So I'm always like on guard and I just expect them to do that because nobody actually stops, looks both ways, decides that they're going to make a left or a right. They just walk out. So I'm constantly stopping when I have the right of way. No big deal. But she's right. I am very in tune with that. I was like, God, you got to get out of people's way. Try to keep moving. Try to not block. Everybody's got somewhere to go. Well, she says to me, she goes, I was not doing a good job of that the other day. I go, oh, okay. She goes, and someone got upset at me. I go, really? Now, let me just tell you, it doesn't matter who gets upset at Pooh Bear. I don't care who it is. There is no discrimination from her regarding the response you will get. I sometimes worry about her putting hands on people, and I'm not even kidding. Napoleon complex, Irish, stubborn, redhead. Okay, this is it's a dangerous, that's the fucking danger zone. And this lady who was pissed off at Pooh Bear about whatever she was doing with her cart, you know, this could go anyway. This is a toss-up. And thank God Pooh Bear did not choose violence. I've seen her do this. I've seen her freak out at people. Tell them to fuck off, go fuck yourself, fuck you, get in their face, snap her fingers in front of them. Oh, just put her hand in their face. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, come on. Like when at that fun run, there was it was at the Magic Kingdom in the wheelchair division for the AT Children's Project 5K. I didn't witness this. But several people did. So I'm already going down tangents, but this needs this. She's pushing our beloved Kate Veldink. Well, she's actually walking next to Kate's wheelchair. Kate is, Madison is pushing the wheelchair. And Kate, rest in peace, Kate. And Kate's sitting there, and they're making their way through the 5K, and it's Mickey and Goofy, and it's a small world after all. And Madison was quite a bit younger. And the part of the wheelchair where Kate puts her feet got a little too close to another lady walking. And it kind of like caught the back of her heel. And now this lady went bonkers. I'm going to sue you. What's your name? I need your information. How dare you? Screaming at Madison. And Diana said, hey, you don't talk to her. You talk to me, and I'm going to tell you to fuck off. Like F-bombs everywhere. You know, it's fucking terrible. You hear a needle scratch. Everybody's looking. Fuck you, lady. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. All this. Terrible. And fast forward to that, like 2 hours later, I'm in the hallway of this hotel, and they're all walking towards me. They just arrived back, and Madison goes, Dad, Mom told some lady to F off. And then Kate is there in her wheelchair. And Kate, you know, the ataxia portion of the ataxia telangiectasia, it affects her speech. So she talks like this. So Madison says, Dad, Eric, or Mom told some lady to F off. And I'm like, what? And then Kate goes, yeah, and it was awesome. They loved it. And Diana's all proud. She goes, yeah, but bullshit, if she's going to talk to Madison that way. It was a fucking accident. I go, so this is who we're dealing with here. So Pooh Bear says she did something in the traffic at Meijer with the cart and cut somebody off. And The lady who she cut off takes umbrage and comes walking up to her. And she goes, how rude. You are so rude. I cannot believe it. And you're still doing it, aren't you? And she starts like, and now Diana did not choose to be what do what she normally does here. She did not choose violence. Okay. Which is a win. For her to not respond aggressively to anyone is rare. Because usually she turns bright red, her eyes get big, she'll ball up her fist, you know, fucking steam shooting out of her ears. You know what she did? Now, if you're not watching this, it's more of a visual. So I'm going to do what she did, and then I'll explain for the folks who are listening. She went. She's moving her hands like she's doing sign language and just moving her mouth like she's saying words, not speaking, points at her ear. She's acting like she's fucking deaf. And I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. I have always wanted to do this. How did it go? She goes, great. The lady immediately goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. Yeah, me. Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. And the lady just fucking walked away down. Like, but seriously, she's going, that's how I would do it. Because, you know, sometimes people, when they are hearing impaired, they try to talk and that weirdo voice comes out of them. Cole describes this as stolen deaf valor. Kenny says, somebody clip this shit. Megan says, I would love to have drinks with Diana. I just love her. I should make that a tier on Patreon. Like $5 a month is audio. $10 a month is video. $15 a month is audio, video, drinks with Diana. And then it should be like $20. You can have sex with Diana because I can't satisfy her sexually anymore. So one of you would have to do it. You have to satisfy my wife sexually. Drinks with Diana should be an option, to be fair. Megan says, well, I don't have jizz. And then she says, I can't believe I just said that. This is true. You don't. But that is, in my opinion, one of the quickest witted things that I have ever heard of. I have actually envisioned doing this to someone in the past of like, boy, wouldn't it be great if you did that? They would, but, yeah, she did it, and it worked. Got that lady to bug off. Well done, Pooh Bear. Joe Martinez says, I'll give her a hot tamale. All right, I was kidding. You can't really have sex with my wife. All right. I couldn't wait to share that. I've been sitting on that story for days, trying to find a spot to work it in. And I'm like, this is going to work out well. All this Trump shit going on, it's something to talk about. What the fuck is that? Easy. I wrote a note down. Pooh Bear sign language, Trump, and then EZBTCK. I don't know what that means. Something else I was going to talk about, and I've since forgotten. It doesn't matter now. All right. Okay. Let's see. Anything else that I want to talk about? There's not a lot going on. I may be running out of talent and content on this one. That's okay. I do need to remind you that, first of all, racing this weekend at Berlin, I'm supposed to be there Saturday. It is another racing event that I am going to be taking part in at Berlin Raceway. However, check the forecast before you buy the tickets. Okay, if it starts raining or pouring, then that's a bad thing. Otherwise, I will be at Berlin Raceway tomorrow. BerlinRaceway.com. Okay? If you want tickets. They're $14 online. Okay, you can get a rain check if it does rain. So buy them online. Even if you're like in the parking lot and you're on your phone, you can buy them online. $14 online, $18 at the gate. BerlinRaceway.com. The kids 15 and under are free. The parking is free. Beers are cold and cheap. You can bring in a 12 by 18 or smaller cooler. Load it up with all of your goodies. No glass, no booze. Berlin Raceway. Blue Frost IT is the managed IT service provider for this show. Reach out to them when you have any tech issues. 616-200-8550. Okay, I had an appointment yesterday with my physical therapist. So I walk in there, and I think we are starting to make some progress. And I think it's a combination of not only their expertise, but I'm understanding what's going on here. I have figured out, you may notice that I'm lower in my chair today. There is some method to that madness. After I got off the prednisone, immediately the sensations of numbness and tingling in my arms and the pain came right back again. But what I picked up on was that the second I sat down here, I started to have that happen, that sensation. I'm like, what the fuck? Second I sit down. And then it dawned on me. I am the worst sloucher ever. If you've ever seen me like out in the wild, if I'm seated, it's probably the most pronounced where I'm really got a round back. I mean, I hunch over big time. And when I'm standing, my shoulders also are not back. It's so absurd that when I actually intentionally, just had to stretch my back out. When I intentionally sit up straight, see, to me, this feels incredibly awkward. But this is appropriate. So yesterday, I made it a point to try to, you know, both feet on the ground, slight arch in the bottom of my back, up straight, eyes forward, not craning my neck. And I actually felt somewhat better yesterday, and that didn't, the sensations of what I was describing to you did not happen nearly as much. So I marched into there yesterday, and it's a young lady named Rachel. And I explained to her what I just explained to you, and she goes, okay. This is perfect because what we're going to work on today has a lot to do with just what you're talking about. So, and then what I talked to her about was I brought up chiropractors. She goes, okay. So what, I've never personally been to a chiropractor, she says. She goes, well, what a lot of people get relief from is when you're there, they may do some dynamic movements of various joints, which is the cracking sounds. I go, yeah. And she says, and that brings relief. It feels good. I go, yeah, absolutely. I could see that. She goes, but the problem is while that may very well be where you can run into trouble is that they're not really doing anything to strengthen the set of muscles that can relieve you of discomfort 24 hours, 7 days. Okay. What we're trying to do here with you is encourage appropriate habits, how to sit, exercises to do to build up the strength so that it's easier to sit and do what you want to do. And at the same time, I'm going to massage the portions of your body, trying to slowly but surely work out these knots that are in your neck. And she goes, which I can feel right now. She described a knot in my neck. Okay. She found one. She goes, you know what I'm doing right now? I go, no. And she says, there's a knot here and I'm applying pressure to it. And it's slowly but surely essentially melting away. It's muscle fibers that are in a little like a wad to make a nodule of muscle fiber. And I'm slowly working that away so that those break apart and then it lays smooth. So it's not a knot. I go, oh. She goes, you'll feel better after this. And then I'm going to, and then she gives me like a couple of like exercises to strengthen my neck. And so she gave me like a protocol, when to do them and stuff like that. She goes, so we're going to, it's not the worst thing in the world to see a chiropractor. She said, it is not, which I thought was a fair thing to say. You know, I mean, I look you morons in the face and say you're fucking dumb shits, but you're not, according to young Rachel. It can provide the relief that you're looking for, but, and not in every case though, in some cases you may require more than just a dynamic adjustment. So I'm like, you know what? That makes sense. I think that they could even get behind that. The morons that I talk to on a regular basis who say that I'm an idiot for even seeing you in the first place. And she just laughed and she could probably kick your ass. So whatever. Anyway, that is the latest. David says, the chiro will give you exercises. We tried to tell you, easy. Joe says, you are an idiot. She doesn't know. It's your matter-of-fact bluntness that makes me love you even more. I can appreciate you. Linda says, take your victory lap, Kenny. Kenny says, hey, man, I just missed the last minute or so. Yeah, I don't know if you can call it a victory lap, though. You know? I'm curious as to why Joe would call her a dumb shit. And why does Kenny get a victory lap? All right. Well, anyway, you get half a point. Aram says, awarding a point to Kenny. Aram. Double A, autistic Aram in the house. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a vouch store. I want you to buy the Camp Craft cocktails. So you buy them. They're full of dried fruit. You open up the jar. You put your rum in. You put it in the fridge for 2 days. Then you take your fruit-infused rum and you make mixed drinks. 16 ounces of fruit-infused booze. Then you can do it again. So that's, I'm sorry, each of those is 8 ounces. To give you a total of 16 ounces per jar. You can use it twice. You can get your Camp Craft cocktails. I have them for sale on my Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. I just want you to try it. Try it. You'll love it. They got a great review. Great review from Rebecca. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. I've been mentioning Frank Fuss all week. My Policy Shop Insurance. He can help you with your Obamacare. If you are between jobs, if you are self-employed, or if your employer does not offer insurance, you can get a health insurance policy through Obamacare. Now, anybody can do this just by going to healthcare.gov, but why take the time to do it? Have Frank do it for you. Frank will make sure you get the policy that is perfect for you. Make sure you are able to keep your physician. Sometimes that happens with Obamacare if you're not careful. Just go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form and Frank will get in touch with you about how he does that. His services are free. You don't pay him for it. He's awesome. Buyinsurancehere.com. Lovely Megan is here from Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. They are a full-service auto mechanic, specialty, amazing, fantastic place, for lack of a better word, for lack of any better terms. They work on combustion motors, normal motors that you most of you have. They work on hybrids and EVs. 616-532-6600. You can find them at Irvines.com, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. And don't forget to ask about the free loaner car. That way you drop off your car, you get the loaner. Nobody has to cart you around. You use their car. They have that for you. It's a free service. Okay. And then last but not least, the immortal Joe Martinez. A&E Heating and Cooling, the man that brought us Forbidden Spanish.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
You're damn right. Eat my ass while I'm shitting. 616-516-8579.
Lame mi palo con tu culo.
Suck my dick with your butt, too. He will help you get your AC up and running with a full $79 tune-up on your AC.
Vete la chingada, cabrón.
Go fuck yourself, says Joe Martinez. A&E Heating and Cooling, the experts that I swear by. You see them twice a year.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
That's right.
Come chingo de cagada.
Eat tons of shit. See them twice a year. 616-516-8579. Woo! Joe Martinez writes, I used to believe it like you. And then once I did my own research and I talked to different chiropractors and different massage therapists, and I'm healed and feeling great. You know, my friend, I wish it were that easy. I wish it was a one size fits all. I wish it was, as it goes for Joe Martinez, it goes for the world. I appreciate that you did your own research. Aaron Rodgers did his own research too. And he's got the wisdom and knowledge that he needs to be immunized. I applaud you for doing your own research. I did too. I did my own research. I went to my doctor and I asked him a question. That was the extent of it. That's all the research I needed. What worked for you is good. What worked for me is good. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the asshole of the day. Let's get into it. Yesterday it was Tony Gates, baby, is the asshole of the day. Who is your asshole of the day today? Okay. One does come to mind. Who is Zoomair91? Like, what's your first name? Have we chatted before? Are you new in the you're new? I don't think I've ever seen you in here before. Can you give me like just the first name? Some people don't like to say who they are. They don't like to dox themselves. You know, everybody's always worried about their identity. You know? It's like, what the fuck? Who gives a shit? Just say. He says, Joe Mama. Okay, some suggestions. Donut Dan says, the jury. Cole says the jury. If you have a suggestion, leave it here. No, for real, this is Brian. Welcome, Brian. But you are new on this, right? On the Twitch platform? Like, this is like the first time you've been here? Mm-hmm. All right. We have to think about when we're doing Asshole of the Day. Those two scumbags who were harassing little female Eric Zane, the New York Trump supporters, they are the assholes of the day. The one that looked like a much cuter, less trashy version of Andrea. That's your asshole of the day. Zoomair91 says, yeah, first time on Twitch, usually watch on Facebook. Well, thank you for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am wrapping it up today. This is a Friday edition of the show. You have been a wonderful audience. Thank you. I mean, here's the thing about Trump topics. Most everybody won't touch the topic. They just won't. I'd like to think that I look at the Trump topic with a unapologetic, pragmatic approach, honest, revealing, and actually fun. I think it can be fun to talk about Trump. You have to admit, this discussion about Trump was fucking fun. There can be fun when talking about Trump. It's possible. I'm telling you it is. I don't know. I don't get why people don't cover this like they do the goddamn Super Bowl. You know? This is unbelievable. We are in an incredible, incredible time in the world for this story. Stick with me on Patreon. I want you to go to Brian, this is what I want you to do if you're not on Patreon. I want you to sign up for 7 days free right now. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for the 7 days free. Okay? And you do have to put in a credit card, but cancel it right after. Okay? I've said this a million times. Tophus says, are you going right to Patreon? No, I got to reload. I got to figure out what I'm talking about. You know, Pooh Bear gets home in a little bit because it's a half day. I got to get her take on when she did the fucking sign language to that fat bitch. All right, that's it for me. Thank you so much. Again, you've been an awesome audience. I can't thank you enough. You're the best. Till next time. Bye-bye.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.